Hey everybody, Roger here. Welcome to the special third annual Halloween episode of the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Now, if you've heard a Halloween episode of the show before, you know what to expect. But if this is your first episode, or if you're a new listener and haven't gone back and listened to the Halloween episodes, let me give you a quick idea of what you can expect. First of all, I should say this isn't a typical episode of the show, so don't expect every show to be quite this crazy, but every year around Halloween, my friend Chris and I get together and we get a bunch of weird, interesting, or gross foods that we've gotten our hands on either online or at local markets. We sit down at my house and we give them all a try and we record it live. It's usually a lot of fun, although I will admit we generally question our life choices around this time of year when we sit down to record this episode, because we are apprehensive about a lot of the stuff we eat. But you know what? It's a lot of fun, and I know a lot of you really enjoy it. Now, I do want to mention that there was one segment of this particular episode that I edited out because I had some audio problems with it. We actually had tried beef tongue on the show, but the audio I got of that segment didn't turn out, so I decided to take it out. And you know what? Chris and I actually liked the beef tongue enough where I think what we're going to do is we're actually going to do it again, and we're going to dedicate an entire episode to beef tongue. It won't be a Halloween episode, but it'll be a legit Kitchen Counter Podcast episode all about beef tongue. And I think we were quite surprised by it, and I think you might be too. So stay tuned into the future for that. But for now, sit back, relax, turn on all the lights in the house, make sure the phone lines aren't dead, because we've got the spooky, creepy, gross Halloween special of the Kitchen Counter Podcast coming right up. And by the way, if you want to see a couple of pictures of anything we've eaten, I've thrown them up onto the show notes. No pun intended, that was like a slip. They are on the show notes over at kitchencounterpodcast.com/146. All right, everybody, enjoy and happy Halloween. All right, should we pour?
Let's do it. The very appropriate dead guy ale.
Dead guy ale. Well, we're back. Against our better judgment. But this time we haven't had any beverages yet. This time we brought beverages to our little masochistic tasting here. So I'm here with Chris.
Hey.
And this is our third.
Yeah.
Halloween.
I think we can say third annual.
Third annual Halloween special. Mm-hmm. Where we try weird food and other things to put in our mouth that we normally, in our normal everyday life, wouldn't.
Correct. I definitely wouldn't in my normal everyday life for the vast majority of this.
And what we're going to do, the way we've done it in the past, we've got some weird things to try, and we'll draw their names out of a bowl, which will determine kind of in what order we try them. But there's a couple things we're going to try out of order, just mm-hmm. because, first things first, although we are having dead guy ale to wash down our in between takes, I did make us this really cool little cocktail shot. It is called a Bloody Brain, and I'll put a picture up in the show notes. It looks kind of gnarly. Yours looks really gnarly.
Yeah, it looks gross.
Yeah, it looks gross. It looks gross, but I think it tastes good. It
smells good.
Yeah.
Looks terrible.
It's peach schnapps, Bailey's, or an Irish cream, and then some grenadine. And what happens is when you put the Irish cream in the schnapps, it kind of curdles and looks like little brain matter, maybe, or some other matter floating in there. So we're going to start with this.
Brain tornado.
Here we go. Down the hatch. That was tasty. Texture was a little weird. It mm-hmm. felt like I was kind of swallowing a loogie or something.
Not my favorite drink, but it definitely tasted better than it looked.
All right. So what do we have on the docket? Should we list out, how did we do this last time? Did we list out everything that was going to come?
I'd say we let it flow as we go.
Okay. And then people will find out what we're going to be eating as it goes. Well, first things first,
and in case anyone is wondering, we have stepped up our game.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's talk about that for a minute, because the first year we did this, we basically bought
supermarket
stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was weird stuff. I mean,
it was out of our comfort zone. Not so, I wouldn't say so much weird, more of not something that we would typically have.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Like Menudo. Menudo.
That was year two, I think.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I can't remember now. Maybe that was year one. I should have gone back and looked.
I feel like that was year one.
I do know year one, we had pickled pig's feet and pork rinds in a jar. And those were terrible.
Those were gross. Those are legit gross.
Without giving anything away, we are going back to the pig well a little bit this time around, but we'll get to that in a minute, probably through our drawing. But yeah, this is not amateur hour stuff here, people.
No, I feel pretty good about this.
Yeah, we've got some weird stuff. There was a few things I really wanted to get a hold of, but I couldn't get either because they were out of stock or I just couldn't track some stuff down in time. But year four, yeah, you got to hold some stuff back. Do we need a rating scale?
Yeah.
We've done that in the past.
Yeah, I think that would be good. I have a hard time believing that anything is going to be rated other than terrible, but you never know.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to draw a card out of the bowl to see what it is we're going to try first. And if you haven't listened to the Halloween episodes before, we basically try weird stuff live on the air and to give our reactions.
Is nothing here I've ever had before.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is 100% new.
All 100% new for me.
So, let me think for a second. Let's do zombies. 1 to 5 zombies.
Okay.
5 being the grossest thing you've ever eaten. 1 being like no big.
Bad in general.
Gross or just bad in general.
So not bad, scary. On the scary scale.
I'll let you justify your rating however you see fit. All right. Cue us up. What do we got next?
All right. All right. Oh, super. We will be starting out today with head cheese.
Oh, good. And where is the head cheese? Do we have it here? Might be in the fridge.
All right.
Hold on. Chris is going to run to the fridge and get the head cheese. I'll edit this part out. All right. He's coming back with a wheel of head cheese. Now, I picked this item up. This is something I got at the little European market right up the road here on Kubler Boulevard. And they have all sorts of interesting stuff in their sausage and meat case. And this is basically... That you can get a whole log of this, by the way, Chris. But this is just like a cut of it. It looks like a little wheel. And, well, I'll let you do the honors of reading the ingredient list.
Have you looked at the ingredients?
Yes.
Okay. So, the first ingredient, meaning the number one largest percentage of this is pork tongue. Pork tongue followed by water, pork snouts. This is getting worse. Gelatin, in case you wanted to, I don't know, make you think you're having some sort of like jello dessert, salt, vinegar, garlic, spice, sodium nitrate.
Yeah. Now we haven't opened it yet, but flip it over. What's the brand of it? It's like Schmaltz's or something.
Schmaltz's head cheese.
There's no cheese. And head is fairly accurate though, because we got tongue and snouts. And it's funny because
it's just keto. There's no carbs.
Total. Oh, yeah. There you go. But so, it looks like a deranged meat lover's version of like grandma's Jell-O and banana slices. Look at it. Flip it over so you can see. It's like a clear jelly with, bits of pork matter in it. And why don't you, here, there's a plate.
Why cheese?
I don't know. But I got to get a picture. Let me get a picture of it before we open it too, real quick. So if anybody really wants to go get some Schmaltz's head cheese, they can. Oh, servings per container varied, calories per serving 100. That seems incongruous.
So before we eat this, just on the fear level, how many zombies is it for you?
Well, let me say this.
Not flavor at all, because we don't know how it tastes. Just this gelatinous, pork snouty.
Yeah, it really...
Cheese wheel.
The other thing it kind of looks like, and it reminds me of, is like when you...
like you put a stew in the fridge and the next day you come back to it and it's all like, it's so fatty, it's all gelatinized. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. That's exactly what this looks like. Well, open that bad boy up.
Great.
If you need a knife, you can grab.
So this has got to be some sort of Eastern European peasant food, I would imagine.
German, maybe? Schmaltz?
I don't know. Yeah. I would think like peasant food.
Does it say product of something? Where's it from?
Well, it's got the Russian looking.
Is it St. Basil's?
Yeah. I mean, that tells me Eastern European.
That would be in line with this food market, this European food market. It's mostly ex-Soviet bloc stuff. My wife is not here, nor is my son, but she already said that this place better be smelling like peaches and cream when she gets home. And I suspect that might not happen.
So you never answered the question, though.
What question?
Pre-taste.
I would give it 3.5 zombies.
Just fear level.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of recognize everything in there. So in that way, I've probably eaten all this in different form. Like I've had a hot dog. This is probably what's in a hot dog.
Well, right? You just had tongue.
Yeah. And I just different. Had, yeah. Different right. Animals, and I just had beef tongue. So that probably knocked down half a zombie. Yeah, that's gross.
You know, the fact. So
we're going to need
you've mentioned, when you cook meat and you render all the fat out of it and then you were to refrigerate it, you get this gelatinous thing. But the fact that they emphasize that by adding more of the gelatin, I just don't understand that.
Cut a wedge out of it with your knife. It's substantial. It's not like perfect. Oh, gosh. This is so gross looking. No offense to anybody listening who loves head cheese, by the way, but I'm not seeing it. I'm going to hold my plate out. Thanks.
Well, the jiggle factor is pretty high.
Yeah. Jiggle factor is high. Oh. Wow.
It smells isn't terrible.
It's legit Jell-O. Yeah, it smells not good.
I smell
good.
The vinegar.
It's not good, though. It's got a very prepared smell to it. You know what I mean?
It's like the gelatin that's killing me here.
Yeah, me too. I'm not sure if I'm going to be biting into a snout or a tongue piece. All right, let's do this. Ready?
And it's an adventure in every bite.
Yeah, here we go. Not good.
Okay, so there's three different...
Yeah.
Aftertaste has changed my opinion a little bit. There's three different areas that this takes up for me. You have the pre-taste, just kind of look and ingredient fear portion of it. And that's fairly high. As I'm looking at this gelatinous gunk, knowing that I'm about to eat pig snout, I'm not super excited. Then you taste it and, the taste itself is pretty neutral at first to me. Aftertaste, not so much.
Oh.
But when you first go for it, I thought that it was pretty neutral. But there's also the consistency, which was not good. Mm-mm. There was nothing good about that.
The aftertaste for me, like I was fine. It wasn't good, but I was fine. But when that aftertaste hit, I kind of got a little gaggy.
It was pretty neutral.
I'm not going to lie.
It was pretty neutral. Almost didn't taste like anything for me until the aftertaste. There was not any redeeming quality of that for me.
The spice is gross too. Okay, I'm going to leave that at, I'm going to leave that at 3.5 zombies though, because if I were being stalked by an axe wielding maniac and I was locked in a cellar and all there was to eat was head cheese, I could make it work. How's that for justification?
How long have you been in this closet?
Yeah, a long time apparently.
It'd have to be a while.
Oh, thank God for the beer.
Okay. I would just be hungry for a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Don't be peeking now.
Clearly. No, I'm just shuffling.
That was terrible.
Going blind. All right. Bamboo worms.
Oh, bamboo worms.
Fantastic.
Now we can't even see these. Now here's a story with these. This is actually the runner up. Hold on a second. I tried to buy a dehydrated zebra tarantula to eat,
an
edible
one.
I don't know. But the store refunded my money because they were out of stock, so it didn't come in. So I went to Amazon and kind of did a last minute creature snack purchase, and these are bamboo worms. And oh, let me get a picture of the package.
Oh, this isn't just bamboo worms. This is barbecue seasoned.
Oh yeah, definitely. Worms. Yeah, you don't you know? I looked that up first. I was all making right. sure there was some flavor. Let me see the package real quick.
All right, fantastic. I prefer to eat my worms barbecued.
Well, I was hoping for Cool Ranch, but what's the ingredients? Just bamboo worms and okay. Well.
Yeah, the ingredients are bamboo worms, barbecue seasoning, and that's it.
And last year we got some crickets. I think it was crickets last year, and that
were fine.
Yeah, but it was a little disappointing because they were all broken apart. Remember, yeah, it was just like bug bits.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was kind of like inhaling dust. It was not bad, not good. Just
what did you leave? How many zombies did you give the head cheese?
I'm like a 3.
Yeah. Are these all broken apart? Are they?
They're all right.
Oh, they're it's a smaller bag inside the first bag.
That's package. That's quality right there.
Yeah, right. It doesn't look great though from here.
So we're looking at
don't eat the yeah. Don't
we're
eat
that we're looking at like 1.5 inches.
I'm super disappointed that we didn't get the tarantula because I had a really good story. That's a big serving of bamboo worms you just poured yourself, my friend.
I'm not gonna eat all of them.
Well, I'll do my own. Thanks. These are gross.
So going in, where are you on this?
Oh, they stink. They smell like fish. Oh, yikes.
This doesn't bother me.
That it smells like fish powder or something. I'm not super wigged out about it.
No, I'm like a 1.
Yeah, they look crunchy. They do have one of the ends of them. Find a whole one there. Yeah, a good one. You can like see its little head. That's kind of weird. Mm. I'm going to see if I get a picture of it.
Yeah, so this is a 1 for me. I'm not too concerned about it.
All right, down the hatch with a worm.
All right.
Bamboo worm. Here we go. Oh, not quite as dehydrated as I thought it might be.
That's fine. I have a problem with that.
I would mark it down on barbecue flavor because I didn't taste any barbecue flavor on that.
Get one that's a little more red.
You know what? I think I'm okay.
No?
I'm good with the... Okay, I'll try another one. I got a bit here.
Here, I have a red one.
Oh, thanks. Well, you can eat another one?
Yeah, I'll have another one with you.
Okay. Oh, much better. Yeah, much better. It's like when you find the super red Dorito in the bag and you're like, yes.
That's not bad.
No, not bad.
Head cheese, much worse.
Yeah, I would give that a 1 zombie.
Yeah.
If you're not a bug person, it's probably a 5 zombie because they're kind of gross looking, but they're not bad.
Yeah. Not too bad.
No, not at all. Wow, that was...
All right, ready?
Now I'm really missing the tarantula.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Oh... Super. This one I am worried about. Pork brains.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is one I grabbed, too, online. I think they used to sell these in the store, like at Walmart and stuff. I've seen them. But this is Rose brand pork brains with milk gravy. Because
right. So on this label, there's a picture of a plate.
Yeah.
With
you're going exactly where I thought too.
With what I'm guessing is eggs.
It looks like scrambled eggs to me.
Yeah.
Like mixed with the brains.
And then, well, not mixed, topped by with brains.
Sure.
This is so you're having
your, oh my God. Let's hope that the yellow stuff on the label's not in the can.
No.
Because that gets freaky.
No, that's not okay.
Hold on, there's like a worm leg stuck in my throat. I gotta drink some beer.
Can I say that I strongly disagree with the serving size on this?
1 can.
2/3 of a cup. So when you crack this open, you're eating the whole thing. That's your serving size?
No. For those of you, obviously, who can't see this, which is, I guess, everybody but us, it's the same size can that you would probably get Vienna sausages in. Right? Yeah. Or like a deviled ham. And it's... If you can't wait to get into your pork brains, it's got a pull tab lid.
Thank goodness.
Because, you know, when you need your brains, you can't be waiting for a can opener to show up on the job. Now, here's a question. In the past, when we've those worms have a terrible aftertaste. In the past, when we've tried these, we've tried them cold right out of the can or whatever. Do we need to nuke these at all? Or do we just try them?
I don't know. I think we just go out of the can.
Okay.
Does it matter?
Ingredients. Pork brains, natch. Milk, and then less than 2% of water, corn, starch, salt, and sodium nitrite. Oh, wow. I'm really, I got to say though, Chris, I'm really interested in what these actually look like in the can. For example, is it like a little pig brain, like whole, or is it like just going to be like a mash of gunk that you can't even recognize?
I'm going to go with gross. That's going to be my guess. You wonder what it looks like. I'm going to just say probably nasty. Ready to crack it open?
Are we each doing our own can? We got two cans because I couldn't buy just one can, yeah. Apparently.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Oh my God.
Oh.
Hold on. Okay, first of all.
Oh, it's getting worse because I smell it now.
Not at all what I expected to see. It looks like
strawberry milk.
I was just going to say it looks like Nestle strawberry milk, yeah. And I'm never going to eat strawberry milk again. Hold on. Now I got to get more pictures. This is, oh my
Lord. It smells like liquefied dog food.
It looks a little...
Do you really need to get your nose that close to it?
I want to get the full bloom. picking up a little... You know, it actually smells a lot like Vienna sausage.
Yeah, liquefied dog food. Vienna sausage like smells Vienna gross. Sausage. It smells gross.
Oh, be careful when you flip it off there. Okay, stir it up a bit. See what comes up.
Oh,
my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Okay, first of all, it doesn't look like what I would imagine. Stop for a minute. Stop that. Okay, it does not look... I'm getting the chaser, the dead guy chaser nearby. It doesn't look like I would think brains would look like. In fact, it looks... Okay, here's...
Oh, that's a chunk.
That's a chunk. Yeah. Yeah, you're mailing it in over there.
Oh.
You know what it kind of looks like? I'll be honest. It kind of looks like... Like somebody chewed up some tuna fish and then spit it back into a little bowl of milk. Oh, that's like a whole brain, yeah. Dude.
I got to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on previous shows, but I always imagine like 20 years from now, I'm going to be in a doctor's office. Uh-huh. And they're going to be like, we just cannot figure out where this mystery disease came from. Have you ever, you know, and they'll be like, well, I've eaten pork brains cold out of a can. That could be it.
Well, as long as you never ate it with bamboo worms at the same time,
right.
You should be okay.
Beef tongue. I'm just kind of happy we're staying towards the front end of the animals.
Yeah, all right. Sure.
Ready?
No, I'm not ready. This
you better
is,
have your beer closer
this,
at hand.
This is, out of everything we've done, the hardest of the fork-to-mouth process that I've had.
I don't want to point this out, but there is some stringy thing hanging off your fork.
Great, thank you. I like how you started off by saying, I don't want to point it out, but let me.
Okay.
All right.
But you can tell we're apprehensive about this one, because I am not going for it.
Will this make me smarter?
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, down the hatch.
Well, okay. If it's possible for it to get better, it's actually better tasting than every other part of it.
100% agree.
I mean, it's not. I don't want to say that it's good. It's just the look and the smell is horrible. The taste is just bad.
Yeah,
it is bad though. That was gross.
The whole presentation, dear Rose brand. I might have an idea on why you're not selling these in stores anymore. I don't know. Fried up, they might be okay. Like drained and fried up?
No. No.
I'm shocked that it wasn't as bad tasting.
I'm doing a palate cleanser.
And even the texture wasn't terrible. But, it, you know, I wouldn't buy a can of pork brains just and eat them.
Oh. No, it was bad. That was bad.
Should I put a little pork brain on there and take a picture of it, though, so people can see?
Oh, sure.
Because otherwise, I only got, like, the milky.
We want to share this.
Yeah, and plus, I just want some of it sitting on my plate.
You know what we're missing? Scrambled eggs. Because apparently that's the way to go, according to Rose brand pork brains.
Yeah, that's not good.
People of Sanford, North Carolina, where this is
but what I want to made, know, Chris,
they just love their
oh my
brains
God.
On.
Oh my God, it's a little brain.
It's a little brain.
Hold on.
Oh my God, I just flipped it over yeah. on the plate and you yeah. can see it.
Let me dab some of the...
Okay. That just got 10 times worse, so I'm going to take another picture of that. At first, it just looked like a blob of meat or something. Now, oh my gosh. Okay. Moving on. Next.
Part of me thinks this can only get better at this point.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I think you're right, maybe.
Durian.
Oh, durian. So you picked us up some durian from an Asian market near where you work, and we're going to cut into that bad boy.
Yeah.
So what do you know about durian other than...
Not a lot. So from what I understand, this is known to have a truly terrible smell. Something like a rotting cadaver is how it's been described. It's very popular in Southeast Asia, but also in those countries, from what I have read, it is actually illegal to eat it while on public transportation because the smell is so bad. So that's a thing.
Okay. And it's, why don't you go get it? Why don't you grab a cutting board and bring it over and maybe give that knife a wipe off unless you want to use the head cheese smeared knife to cut into the durian.
Do you have a cleaver?
I do. It's up in the knife block over there.
I feel like I should cleave this. But bring it over here so we can get the full glory.
Now, these things are... I would carry that, dude, if I were you. But it looks like something like... Okay, you're part of the Space Marines, and it's the year 2950. And you're going down to the planet who haven't communicated... the colony that hasn't communicated back for months. Paul Reiser is with you as a Sigourney Weaver. You climb into the lair of the alien and you see these clinging to the walls everywhere, just waiting for aliens to pop out of them. Dude, that looks gnarly.
This thing is dangerous. I just want to put that on the record that this thing is hard and spiky. And you could legit hurt someone with one of these.
Hold on, let me turn your microphone a little bit. It's about the size of a decent size ham.
You want
to? Oh, yeah, I do.
You want to photo this guy?
I do. Hold on. Do you need safety glasses? Or? I'm partly wondering if we shouldn't have like a bath towel underneath this. I honest to God don't know what's going to happen when you cut into this. And my wife will kill me if stuff gushes out all over
so,
the table.
I can't say this with a high degree of confidence, but I don't believe so.
Don't cut your your headphone cord. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're cleavering in. I am videotaping it. Oh God, you're gonna. Oh, okay. That had a sickening thunk. If you didn't hear it, the entire table is shaking as Chris uses a meat cleaver to try to get into this thing. I'm not smelling much yet.
Ew.
Oh my God. Now I'm smelling it. Oh, don't get it in the pork gravy. we were just talking about scrambled eggs. It's actually got kind of a look of like an omelet, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, there's the smell. Oof. There it is. We're going to have to... Oh, okay. We're going to have to put this outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and, yeah. Okay, thankfully we have a patio door right here. Oh. I know people say this is delicious, but I gotta tell you, that smell is not encouraging.
Well, the look is not encouraging. It's very snotty looking to me.
Get right on it and give it a whiff. It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
It's, Although rotting cadavers, the you can't eat that whole piece.
Oh, I'm not going to eat this whole piece. Are you kidding me? I'm going to take a bite of this.
I'm going to use a fork because I'm not a caveman.
The consistency of this is kind of is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not super excited about this at all.
It's like a a big gigantic snot ball.
I'm gonna say you know what's weird is it's fruit and I should not be as more wigged out about it than the pork brains, but it's kind of gross. It's kind of giving me the texture I don't think I'm gonna be happy about.
No, I'm less scared than pork brains.
I don't know if I am. So what's your zombie?
Oh, it's 2.5.
It stinks, man. It is
not. It's 2.5.
All right.
Holding it is actually making it worse because it's like a, it's gross.
Hence the fork. Genius.
Yeah. All right.
Do it. Texture, terrible. Flavor,
not good.
Not as bad as it smells, but.
Oh, it got worse. Oh. Whoa. What happened there? Ah.
Okay. I'm trying to decide. Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, that's not good.
Nope.
I'm trying to decide what it smells like.
Ah.
The beer doesn't even help.
Oh. Give it a second.
Ah. It's a little putrid, I guess. There's something about it's a little rotten tasting.
I'm going to put mine outside.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do you want to take a picture of it or have you already?
Yeah, no, not well, only in the fruit. Ooh, yeah, only in the.
This is not staying inside.
All right, here, hold on. Take my wad, too. Oh, God. Here's the thing, Chris, is I wouldn't even know if we got a good or a bad durian. Like, I wouldn't even know if it was, like, ripe or rotten or couldn't tell you. And it hangs on.
Yeah, that was gnarly.
It's still in there. I almost feel like I need to go get a shot of peach schnapps just to.
3.5. That's how it ended for me. That was not good.
Here, I'm gonna eat a chip. We got some palate cleansers here.
Pork brains still worse. Pork brains were really bad. Head cheese is still worse.
All right. What's next on our list of doom? Oh, that still tastes good. You know what? Man, I ate just a Tostito white corn tortilla chip, and it almost made it taste worse.
All right. Umeboshi plums.
Umeboshi plums.
All right.
So what are these?
So these are kind of pickled plums. They're pickled plums. From what I can gather, these are known for being exceptionally sour.
Those are famous last words on the Halloween episodes. From what I can gather.
Yeah.
That means we can't read anything on the label.
Oh, yeah. Well, 50% of the label is not in English.
Is this a Korean food? Or?
Japan.
Japan.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hold on. I had to clean some of the pork milk gravy off of my plate to give room for.
It smells a little strong.
I assume they're pitted.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh, there's like, what's in there with them?
I don't know.
God, they look like pork brains.
Take a whiff. It's not. It's got a.
Well, they smell like plums. Okay, I don't think they're pitted, so be careful.
You need a picture of that, though.
Oh, yeah. Tell me it doesn't look like a little pork brain.
Yeah.
This one's got a stem on it, dude.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Hold on. There's a pit in there, so it's like an olive, so be careful when you eat it.
Okay.
I'm not, it's a plum and it's pickled, so I'm going to give it like one zombie. I'm totally not worried about this.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good.
Are you rating things? What did you give?
Yeah.
What did you give the durian?
I was like a 2.5.
Oh, 2.5. You said
that. Yeah. And I finished with like a 3.5.
All right. Umeboshi plum down the hatch. Oh.
Oh.
Holy crap.
Oh, my. Oh. Whoa. Ah.
Wow.
Holy.
That is sour, man.
Whoa.
Oh.
Ah.
Yow. I was not expecting that.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
That is one of the most sour things I've ever eaten, I think.
Ah.
And what's the ingredient? Well, we don't know. Vinegar and plums, I guess.
Ugh.
Wow. That's wicked stuff, man. It wasn't bad. It was just super, super sour. But there's like no aftertaste. It's done. It's gone.
So yeah, pretty much just some pickling stuff. Vinegar, monosodium glutamate, citric acid, red cabbage color, and sucralose.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like a
this that is not just gone for me. That's still
really
hanging around. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad. I mean, I couldn't eat these as snacks, but they're potent. They're like an atomic fireball times 10.
But doesn't taste good though. It also tastes bad.
I don't know that it tasted bad for me, but really sour.
I thought that tasted bad.
Really?
Uh-huh. It was a full package deal for me. That started out as a... I was probably with you as
a... Maybe you got a bad one. Just take another one, maybe.
Yeah, there we go. Good idea.
Ooh. That was sour. I'm impressed about that.
One more.
So that ends up as like a... What for you?
3.5.
Yeah. 4. Yeah, I would say 2.5 for me.
Silly's at 3.5 for me. 3.75.
So we got one thing left. I guess there's no, well, one plus things, one left to draw.
And then one play thing.
One play thing. Okay. So what's the last thing we got here is, so there's kind of a backstory for this. Last year we got some Packy ghost pepper chips.
Pretty disappointing.
Very disappointing, I would say.
Yeah.
Like spicy. Yes. Mm. Like face melt.
Like watch a football game while eating.
Yeah.
Level spicy though.
Right. Like hot wings level spicy. Not as spicy as people like on YouTube would lead you to believe. And if you listen to that episode, we were pretty like, we were like eating more of them.
Mm-hmm.
That became like our item to wash down.
That was like a power plant. That was like,
yeah,
a power
plant. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I went onto Amazon. I picked up a bottle of something probably a little more potent. This is Da Bomb Beyond Insanity hot sauce. Now, I don't know where it ranks in the pantheon of hot sauces, but some people in the comments are saying it's definitely like a top 10 hot sauce, like one drop at a time.
How worried are you about this?
I'm not worried about it going in, man, but I'll tell you. Why, you know,
so we'll like see. what is it like 2, 3?
Well, no, I will give it, I will give it a legit 3.5 because I know it's going to be hot. I know it's going to be hot. Let me read the label.
I'm like 4.5.
The label doesn't make it sound that hot though. It's not it's ghost got peppers.
It's got a picture of a nuclear bomb on the front.
Indeed.
It does. And it's called Da Bomb. It's got a picture of like, you know, a World War II, like little boy bomb on it.
Fat, man.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the thing. Here's the label. We started with hot habanero peppers and blended them with smoky chipotle peppers and natural pepper extract. That's where they get you. The like extract. Habaneros and chipotle hot, but not undoable.
Extract.
But it's the extract to create a sauce that was lab tested at 135,600 Scoville units. Wicked beyond belief. Warning. This sauce is extremely hot. Keep out of reach of children. That's funny. Consume one drop at a time with extreme caution. Now, it is a product of Kansas. That makes me worry less. Kansas? Come on. You want me to read the ingredients?
Sure.
Habanero peppers, chipotle puree, water, orange juice, concentrate, natural pepper flavoring, tomato paste, potassium sorbate, and sodium benzoate. Lots of good stuff. I'll give it a shake.
I like spicy food.
Yeah, me too.
I am not a eat spicy food so I can pound my chest and tell you how much of a man I am.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
So like I will have it and I like there to be a bit of a kick. And I think because I have it fairly frequently, I probably have a slightly higher level tolerance than your average person, but nothing crazy. This worries me significantly.
The aroma, to take a whiff, it's not knock your socks off. It's a little vinegary. Okay, I'm just going to put a little on my plate. Well, how are we doing to do this? Oh, yeah, in a spoon. Good thinking. And I'm okay. How many drops on a chip? I'm going to put on a chip. because I'm not shooting straight from a spoon. That seems the height of crazy to me. Let's see.
There's nothing about this that seems wise.
Should we start with one drop, and then if we can handle it, we go to two?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. It's got to be a legit drop. Boom, like that. You think that's too much? That was one. Dude, you're going nuts. That's enough.
That's like a drop. I just dipped it in there.
Okay, hold on. Now I got to get a little more. That's not much. Folks, this is literally like an eyedropper, like half of an eyedropper drop worth. Maybe not.
Well, like if you do a drop.
Yeah.
Not like if you fill
not,
up
not a
the,
squirt. Yeah, no, just like a little drop.
A drop.
Doesn't hardly smell. Okay, you ready?
I just love it how you keep saying stuff that makes it sound like this isn't going to be that
I
bad.
Am not super worried about this.
Well, cheers to you.
I would rather eat this than pork brains. Wouldn't you?
Please don't make me make that decision.
How many zombies are you going into?
I'm 4.5.
4.5, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty dang worried.
I'm gonna say
3. I'm pretty dang worried.
All right, let's do it. Oh, it's hot. Yeah, it's hot.
Wow. So first of all, I've heard that this stuff doesn't taste good. It does not taste good. It tastes pretty stinking bad.
It's giving me the hiccups. It's
my eyes are watering.
Dude, it is hot.
So I've been sick recently, and I stopped being sick probably about 5 days ago.
I can't stop hiccuping, sorry.
But I've been congested for the last 5 days. This is helping. My tongue is on fire.
Now my throat's on fire.
I want you to know that I blame you because you kept on talking about how this wasn't going to be that bad.
Yeah, it's hot. And I've never eaten anything so hot it's given me the hiccups and so on.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse. This could be bad. Huh. I mean, another chip.
Wow. I'm flush. My eyes are watering. Mm-hmm. My tongue is double the size it was what it feels like.
That is really hot. Wow. Way hotter than the Packy chips.
I feel like I could fry an egg on my tongue right now.
Mm. Stick it out. That's it. Looks normal.
No, doesn't feel normal.
My eyes are welling up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we did one little bit. Could you imagine like 2 or 3 draw? Wow.
This is not getting better.
Yeah, we might actually have to take a break before we continue recording because I feel like I need a spoonful of sour cream, man. Seriously, I can't taste anything right now.
My tongue is on fire.
Just think what 12 hours from now will bring. Or so.
As long as my tongue doesn't feel like this still.
I will say without a doubt that's the hottest hot sauce I've ever tried. Chris is tapping out for a few minutes. I'm not sure where he's going. Are you getting an ice cube?
Yeah.
Dude, get some sour cream. And a couple of spoons. I'm serious. It's not getting better. That's what's amazing about this. There is no dissipation at all of the heat. Wow. It's probably a good thing that was the last official item on our tasting.
So you foolishly tempted fate on this and called it like a 2 out of 5. Now that you have experienced it.
Okay, I have to give it 2 separate ratings. On like a heat level, I would give it a 5. It's freaking hot.
Yeah.
Amen to that. On a but I would give it less zombies because it's actually not unenjoyable. It's crazy.
What?
And it's like painful, but I'm like been smiling the whole time. You know what I mean? So it's like,
all right, well, here you go.
No,
let's do it again.
No. Look.
Let's have some
my
more
mouth
fun.
And my what'd you say?
I said let's have some more fun.
My mouth and my throat could take
it's the bomb, yo.
But I'm telling you what, it's not gonna make me a happy camper. I'm gonna be up at like 2 a.m, like rolling around in my bed, writhing in pain. I can imagine already. So.
Yeah, stuff gross. It also doesn't taste good.
It's not great tasting, but All right, so that gets us through our normal...
I haven't gotten through anything.
Okay. Okay, just be, if you can be quiet for a moment. I'm
so unhappy with you right now.
So now what we're going to do is you have some other fun little thing, and we might even revisit some of the things we've already eaten, maybe. I can maybe think of one thing. But you brought something called, where's it at? Emberry. And what is emberry? Can you explain it? In between the flame shooting out of your nostrils.
I've only read about it and watched people take it. So I've never experienced this, but from what I understand, if you have one of these pills chewed up, there's some sort of chemical reaction that happens in your mouth where sour becomes sweet.
Okay.
I don't know why. I haven't looked into it.
Does hot become mild?
Oh, if only.
Okay. I feel bad, Ben.
Well, because my tongue is still burning.
I can tell. Yeah, and you're still eating ice cubes. Go find that emberry, would you? I don't know if it'll do any good while our tongue's on fire, but I feel like if we had any creatures, we can use the sour cream if you want. We'll just maybe need new spoons. I feel like if there's any little critters floating around in our mouth, they're dead. Did you say sour becomes sweet? So those plums should be good.
Yeah.
So we'll try those plums again.
Yeah.
Hand me that emberry package while you're eating your ice cubes. Okay. M, like the letter M, berry, miracle fruit tablets. Experience something truly amazing. I can't wait. Emberry is all natural and made from the finest selection of miracle berries. Now, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little worried about the cagey language. Miracle berries? What is that? Okay, let's see. Ingredients, miracle fruit powder and cornstarch. So they get no more clear on that. So Chris is right now cutting up a lemon, which is something we're going to try. So we're going to do like before, after.
Sure. I mean, we can. I mean, I think we both know what it's like to eat a lemon, pretty sour.
I don't know. You can't even handle a little bit of hot sauce, so I'm just making sure you can take a straight lemon shot. Oh, yeah,
sure.
Okay, there's virtually zero calories. There's actually nothing in these. Directions for use. Place one emberry tablet on your tongue and dissolve completely. Warning, choking hazard for children under 5 years of age or grown men who can't handle a little spice. Adult supervision required. So I didn't add that in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to rip your box open.
Go for it.
You don't care. We purposely left this one till the end because we didn't want to screw up our taste buds.
Yeah.
Although I think the bomb and sand.
Yeah, too bad. Or too late.
I think that did the trick. Okay, this is really taped up well. I mean, that cleaver. I got a grown man using a cleaver to get into a tiny, tiny cardboard box. Usually, there we go. Usually turns out well. Okay. Emberry, destination healthy inside, happy outside. Oh, flavor tripping. Okay. Comes in a nice foil pouch, which I'm going to rip open.
Oh, it's a plane ticket. The inside.
Sure it is. Okay, this looks like your typical, like, what does this look like? Like a little tablet. It's like in a little pill, like a little foil pill dispenser. Give me your hand. I'll pop one of these out in your hand. Chris just pounded his. Any flavor?
Hmm.
Hopefully the hot sauce won't interfere. Okay, don't chew it. You're not chewing it.
No.
Okay, I'm letting it dissolve.
Just rolling it around.
As it's dissolving on my tongue, I'm wistfully recollecting all of the interesting things we've eaten, which most of which are still laying on my plate, like the little pork brain that's looking back at me and the pig snouts and gelatin. It takes a long time to dissolve. I'll probably edit some of this out.
So what's the worst for you?
Oh, so far the worst for me. Honestly, the worst for me, I think, was the head cheese.
Really?
Yeah. It's the only thing we've eaten that actually gave me a gag reflex, and that was in the aftertaste. Everything else has not been great, but nothing has like made me want to just run to the bathroom.
The bomb by a mile, then the pork brains, then the plums, then the head cheese.
You thought the plums and the pork brains were worse than the head cheese?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't like plums. I thought they tasted bad. And they
maybe you got a bad one.
Well, I'm about to find out. So, yeah.
Are you dissolved yet? I'm dissolved. I'm ready to rock this lemon. What are we doing first? Lemon?
Sure.
Hand me one of those. Are you done?
You have one.
Oh, I have one.
Yeah.
And again, you've like laid it in my brain gravy.
these are a sentence
I never dreamed I'd utter in my entire life.
These are the little things I'm doing to get back at you.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ready? Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is lemon. So we've eaten an M-berry tablet. It's dissolved on our tongue. Lemon's supposed to be sweet now, right?
Apparently.
This is a lemon slice. Okay, here we go.
Well, that's weird.
It's not sour.
That tastes good.
That's delicious.
That tastes like lemon candy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get the lemon flavor. That's freaking good.
That is good. That's weird.
Yeah.
That tastes like lemon. It tastes better than lemon candy.
It's like a smooth lemon head.
Oh, dude, you didn't get me another spoon.
Going right there. You want another one?
I already dipped.
Okay.
I don't want to double dip in the sour cream. So now we're going to try sour cream and see if that tastes sweet. That lemon was good. One of my goals on doing this episode every year is to make as much of a mess as possible. All right, so we've got...
That was really good.
That was good. I'm going to take a little sour cream.
That was really good.
Now, here's the thing about sour cream, is I could eat sour cream like out of the tub.
Anyway. Really?
Oh, yeah. I love sour cream. Why do you think I didn't hesitate at all just to take a big old dollop of it?
Yogurt. That's weird.
Hmm. Now, I'm going to be honest, it kind of ruined the sour cream for me a little bit.
You're a weirdo. You're a weirdo. That's really good.
Yeah, it was okay. It was definitely different.
It tastes like yogurt.
Dude, that does not taste like yogurt.
It tastes like yogurt.
Listen, if that tasted like yogurt, I would eat yogurt. That does not taste like yogurt. Yogurt is disgusting. Honest to God.
We've put our finger on the problem here.
Honest to God, I would eat yogurt as part of the show.
Well.
I would eat... Okay, what normal foods would you eat as part of this show? I would eat yogurt. I would eat eggplant. Those would be the two foods I would eat. And they would get like high zombie ratings from me because I think they're gross.
I don't have any.
Okay, get a plum out.
I don't have any. I'm weird. When I was in the Army, I would go to the chow hall, which all the rumors about how bad Army chow hall food is, or, you know, it's poorly made food. I would go there and have no problem with it. It just didn't bother me.
Okay, we're trying an umeboshi plum. Now, if you recall a few minutes ago, this was like...
This is crazy sour, and I didn't think it tasted good.
Chris couldn't even handle it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just pretty sour, but here we go.
Still cuts through. That's pretty sour.
A little sour, but not nearly as like wicked as it was before.
That's still pretty sour. That cuts through for me.
Yeah, I don't know. That was... Give me another slice of lemon. That was good. So far, I think the lemon was the best.
It was like a super smooth, really good lemon head.
Yeah, not even sour though. Lemon heads are sour. This was not sour.
That's
at all.
What I'm saying. Like super smooth. It was like this, just like lemon candy.
Dang, that is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not good for your teeth. But I could eat a whole lemon like that, no problem.
And you and your weird hang up with yogurt, that tasted like yogurt and it was good.
No.
Sour cream tastes like yogurt and it was good.
Mm-mm.
You're a weirdo. That's all that is. Who is grossed out by yogurt?
Me. That's gross.
That is weird.
Yogurt is weird. But you'll just eat up
sour cream.
Yeah, sour cream is different. It tastes different. Sour cream tastes good. Yogurt tastes like something I found in the crisper drawer of the fridge that I've forgotten about for 6 months. It's like, oh, here's some milk. I guess I'll eat it. It's with a spoon. That's what yogurt tastes like. Uh-huh. Gross.
All right. That is bizarre.
All right. Well, so the winner, and I will also say about the durian fruit, gross, but not nearly as bad as I was expecting. Stunk, yes.
Yeah,
gross, yes. But I expected like the house to need to be like fumigated.
It was bad. Yeah. It was bad, but it wasn't. It didn't gross me. It was like a 1.5, 2 for me. I mean, one, like with the stipulation that one means gross. If one is still
oh,
bad,
yeah, one's gross, not like delicious.
Yeah, no. If one is still like gross, it's like a 1.5. So it's still not good, but it was fine. Pork brains were nasty. Umeboshi, I still didn't like that.
It was kind of all nasty, let's just be honest. Well, I mean, yeah, the bugs were tolerable, but that's kind of
I had
nasty.
No problem with the bugs.
They're still kind of nasty.
That was close to zero for me. That didn't bother me. The bomb was just
there's
the worst.
There's a lot of them in there.
The bomb was terrible. I don't ever want to do that again.
But it's pretty much passed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
for now.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk to me in 12 hours.
Yeah.
But right now, it's fine.
All right. I don't know what else we have to say. Yeah. Another somewhat successful Halloween romp through weird foods.
Another year where I question why I'm still friends with you.
I'll put everything on the show notes if any of you are weird enough to want to like look up any of these things. All right. That's all we got.
All right.
I'm out of beer, or I'd say cheers and have one last drink. But until next time, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.